And that might be a good segue to go into the look at Bucci through section by section if we want.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, for me, I mean, I know it's broken down and talked about in different ways for the sections. I mean, the first piece really is just all the Kwai Chans.
Yeah.
So elbows, because, you know, my understanding and you know, personal interpretation around that is, if anything's going to get collapsed, it's probably going to be your forearms or your hands. You know, you get into some sort of a grappling situation or, you know, standing up sort of wrestling match. And, yeah, you know, if you haven't been able to strike or stop that person, then right away it's your elbows that are going to come into play. So that's going to be the most likely scenario. So I think that's why it's so frequent.
Yeah.
And it's also the way that we practice the Kwai Chans coming pretty much over top and straight down instead of coming across laterally. I mean, that's an awkward and an uncomfortable position for some people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of repetition to practice that, yeah, to make that feel comfortable, really, really important. And then, of course, you know, changing it, there's shifting involved with that. What's the follow-up strike after the elbows have cleared the center line? How do you keep changing hands on different angles? Because there may be multiple people there or a lot of movement, so you're just training how to just move really quickly from one center line to the next. Right. And then the sessions after that, you know, really when you look at them, it's how do I blatantly take or come back to center line? And so you'll notice a lot, certainly with the Kwai Chans as well, but in the second one is that a little bit of jing, explosion at the end of the techniques. Right, it's crisp, it's clean, it's snapping. So that's the one thing that you're really trying to embody in this form, you know, above and beyond, you know, just learning the movements properly, which is always the first step, but really just releasing the energy from the wrists, make that space. So what do you have? You have, you know, the Gansao section, you have the Mansao, right? That sort of seeking, reaching hand off to the both sides of the center line, right? So it teaches you how you safely go to the side, not necessarily knowing what's going there in your Mansao. Your seeking hand is the one that is going to be the best technique to put out there. It'll cover that whole line. You'll have a guard hand along the side of the ribs that you'll be able to follow. And the one that I like the most is really the first time you really see it in use is the Chumsao. You know, blatantly just attacking and cutting the center line, mm-hmm, right? Not a lot of sensitivity, but laser beam accuracy. Right, because when you do that, say from your Mansao into the Chumsao, like you're shifting the whole body, which brings the Chumsao forward instead of me like throwing my arm, right? Because I don't want to overshoot. So you're really bringing the whole structure, you know, to really cut and take that center line. Now, it could be a punch, could be whatever. I mean, what we use, it's the wrist structure that is really the Chumsao. It can be many different techniques. So this is where, you know, some of the translation is around noun, verb, or context. So when I talk about Chumsao, I'm talking now about the structure of the wrist bone. That's in many techniques, as opposed to there's one cutting move that we call the Chumsao exactly, but it is the structure. Whether I can do it with a punch or a Gobong Sao, we'll have the Chumsao structure here. Bu Sao, yeah, all those sorts of things. Yeah. So, and then, yeah, so I mean, blatant attacks, retaking the center line. I mean, it's pretty straightforward in what the intention is,
mm-hmm,
just different movements to help us get there. You know, we talk about the ginger fist as well.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really follow in many ways a lot of the Wing Chun structure, right? The wrist is bent in your, but when you're coming from the side, there actually is a straight line from the wrist to your longest knuckle, right? And I don't know, I mean, I can demonstrate that to you, but these really wake you up when you get these. It's just the very narrow points right in the
right
in the middle knuckles.
Yeah.
You can release a lot of focused energy with not that much movement needed. And, you know, when we do the movement, you know, we do it sort of parallel to the floor. That can go anywhere. It could be on someone's forearm, their elbow, a pressure point, their ribs, their temple,
mm-hmm,
their jaw. Like, you can nail this many different places. And is that likely going to end a fight or knock somebody out? Probably not. But that little jolt of really intense pain and, you know, explosive power, it will give you some space to then keep running your hands to again come back to this idealized wrist past wrist distancing of Wing Chun. Right. So again, if I'm all jammed up here on this side, and I can just snap in my ginger fist and then come back.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And then that last movement, where the big arm movements over the head and the standing up, you'll notice the stance of that is we don't use the legs.
Mm-hmm.
It's all upper. It's back muscle.
Yep.
Right. And shoulders and arms. And so you train that, so you'll develop some strength. Now, if your legs are available, by all means, use your legs to, you know, generate even more power to lift the body up and use the big arm movement to explode and clear the center line, right? But train as if you don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
That if someone's broken your horse,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're putting weight down over top of you, right? And you don't have the legs to do it here. You can't move. So you train. And again, it's not like you're going to clear that person and throw them into the wall. You might. But if you get an inch of space, you can keep moving and get more and more and more. So again, just remembering your intention around this is just to get center line. Come back to center line. Regain your ideal structure of your horse. Your balance. All those things.
It seems to be sort of what you're talking about. It's kind of a pulsation. It gives you a little bit of space to be able to clear more space and reclaim your space.
Yeah. So as long as you're understanding that, and you'll be patient. It might take you 3 moves, but it's those first moves we want to practice that will, with full commitment of releasing, that's going to get you the space.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is very different. Typically, when we reach with our other Wing Chun techniques under different circumstances, we're a little bit more light and sensitive.
Yeah.
Until we get contact, to then have that person's body guide us into the hit, and we pull the trigger at the last second. So, we it's a different energy, it's a different feeling. Whereas Bu Qi, it's like you're fully committing,
mm-hmm.
right? If bad things are happening, so you're already in a bad place, so it's not like they can get much worse.
Yeah.
So we use this to improve our situation.
Yeah.
But you don't want to rely on Bu Qi techniques. Different teachers or lineages will have different opinions on this, but I bring it back to trying to be safe
mm-hmm.
and conservative
mm-hmm.
in my expression of the Wing Chun,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you start chasing headshots with your elbow and trying to make something happen instead of the elbow is what naturally has to come out to help you retake center line, whether their head's on it or not, it's a different mindset, so it's risky. As I said earlier, to let someone get in that close. I don't want someone that close. So why do I want to risk that to try and hit them with an elbow? For me, that is, you might use it a Wing Chun technique, but I don't think that's Wing Chun.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ideas aren't backing or behind it.
Right.
Right. Remember, this is ostensibly invented for people who are smaller of stature and musculature, so you don't want to get put in a position where someone can pick you up and throw you to the ground needlessly anyways.